Well, Thanksgiving is a special, special day. A special day that is now behind us as we come together on this first Sunday in Advent. But you know, Thanksgiving is a very, very important part of our life as Americans. I don't know if you know this or not, and I kind of forgot about it until I was reminded by somebody not long ago. But this is the 400-year anniversary of the Mayflower Compact, where the pilgrims came to this land 400 years ago. They gave a covenant with God to ask God to bless them in their endeavors as they come to this new land in search of religious freedom. And that covenant lives for today. And then later on, when the country was started in 1776, is when we celebrate the birthday of this country, we relied on a lot of the same principles that was in the Mayflower Compact, a lot of the biblical and Christian principles that are in the Bible to come together and form a country. George Washington, right after the Civil War, in his first term as president, declared a day of Thanksgiving. And it was the fourth Thursday of the month of November, a day of Thanksgiving. Now, different presidents over the years done different things with it, but we've always recognized a special day in our life as Americans to give God thanks. Some other countries, they have something similar. Canada has a day of Thanksgiving, a little different than ours. But Thanksgiving Day is a unique and a special holiday, giving thanks to God for all of our blessings. So with that, we'd like to lift up all the prayers that people have. One thing about praying is that we can bring all these prayers to the throne of grace. Even if we don't mention them aloud, there's prayers in our hearts and our mind that God knows. And so we bring those this morning to the throne of grace. We have so many, many things to pray about, so many things to celebrate about. So this is the special time of the year. So without lifting up all the different names and all of that, I just wanted to take time to have a prayer of thanksgiving. Gracious and loving God, you are the author and the giver of all good things. And we thank you for all of your mercies too, Lord, and for your loving care all over the world and all over the creatures that you have created. What a joy it is to have that special gift of life. And we bless you, Lord, for that gift, for your protection around us, for your guiding hand upon us, and for the tokens of your love within us. We thank you too, Lord, for the friendship and the duty and the good hopes and the precious memories and the joy that cheers us, probably especially around this time as we celebrate Thanksgiving. And we also thank you, Lord, for the trials in our life, because we know they teach us to trust you. And you know we have many, many trials going on in this whole world today, Lord. But most of all, we thank you for the saving knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, for the living presence of your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the one who comes alongside, who will never leave us nor forsake us. And for your church, the church all over the world, but especially for your church here at Bethel, which are part of the body of Christ, and for the ministry that we celebrate with the word and with the sacraments and all the means of grace that we have. We thank you for those. And all of these things, Father, make us wise for a right way to use your benefits that you have given to us, that we may render an acceptable thanksgiving unto you in all the days of our life. And it's through the precious name of Jesus Christ that we give you the thanks. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you and we give thanks for all of you who listen to this online service. Many blessings in Jesus' precious name. Amen.